الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just to recap a little, we explained this in detail, but just to recap, we should always have that concern, make dua and effort. Have the concern, make dua and make the effort that Allah give us tawfiq of doing all what we are supposed to do. There are many things which we are unmindful that we have to do. We realize it sometimes very late in life that I had to do this and I wasn't doing it. Fulfilling the rights of the wife, the children, bringing them up properly. Many of us are like unmindful. All that we think of bringing up the children is bringing them up physically, seeing to their physical needs, their body, food, clothing, all that. And in fact, in education, we not only don't see to their needs, we're putting them in the wrong place. And they are learning all wrong things. So we are unmindful. So we should make dua. Allah makes us conscious that whatever command of Allah is directed to us, every moment there is a command of Allah, that we be conscious of that command. And then that we make the effort also, we make dua, we make the effort also in that direction. That we had discussed in detail. The second is that when we do that action, what we are supposed to do it, to do it correctly. Many times we do what we are supposed to do, but we do it haphazardly. We do it just slapdash, just rushing through. Open example which we all can see is namaz. What's the quality of our namaz? Our outward postures are still not right also. The inside of namaz, al-amanul hafiz, concentration, which is the ruh, the life of namaz, that we are zero. So we just happy we made our namaz. It's definitely better than not making namaz. But what namaz is supposed to be, we are very far from that. And our life is going. We are literally at the end of our life. One of our students just told us, Newcastle Darul Uloom, today a student about 25 years old passed away. He was just in the dark, and he felt some pain and he fell down and he passed away. And so what do we know when? It's not that when I'm going to get 80 and 90 then I'll die. And we know so many people passing away. So we have to be ready. So are we doing our amal correctly? First we're not doing it. What we do, we're not doing properly. And after having done it, is it accepted by Allah or not? We're just happy we did it. But is it accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not? Like for example, we give an application for a visa, for our passport, for anything. Now we just made the application, now we are happy my work is done. But is that application accepted or not? That we are not worried. And we just make all our namazes, for example, we make tilawat. Who of us got the worry, is it accepted or not? My Ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Sahib Rahmatullah, used to say that all of us, we just do the amal, but we don't even think of it, that it must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And the actual, more than the amal, is the acceptance by Allah Ta'ala, that it must be accepted. And after, if it is accepted, we make that worry also. Then, whether it is preserved for us, till the day of Qiyamah, till Jannah. Otherwise, people, we do amal and we speak about it. We did that amal, we did it correctly, what is ikhlas also. But then afterwards we go and speak about it so that people must know I did all this, all that. We go for umrah, we go for hajj, and we did it properly and we really exerted ourselves. We stayed awake at night, we go to the haram. Just incidentally, let me just mention this also. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi says, he went for Hajj. Hazrat used to go every year for Hajj, for Ramadan. And so when they went, he was in the Pakistani group, and he saw that there was one retired army general or somebody, and every day he is before me, before Hazrat, for tahajjud. He's gone. So Hazrat said, "What? How can it be? I'm a Shaykhul Hadith. I'm supposed to be before him. I see children. I'm a alim. I'm a big ustad, everything. And he is like an ordinary person. And he's before me." So Hazrat tried. One day, Hazrat got up before him. And then Hazrat got up more earlier. And then when Hazrat went to toilet, made his wuzu, came, this person was standing with a cup of tea. So he said, "Are you a human being? Who are you, a jinnah? I tried, I thought I'm definitely, I beat you today, but you already..." He says, "Actually what happened is I went already for my tahajjud. But there I saw one Haji Sahib is very like ill, uncomfortable, fever, sneezing, coughing. So I took pity on him. So I brought him, I made him sleep in my place. And I knew you will be going now, so I stood with this cup of tea ready for you." So Hazrat says, "But you're an ordinary person. You're not an alim, you're not anything. How come you?" So he said, "I'm ba'at with Hazrat Maulana Shah Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah." So Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri said, "This is the golden influence of being having ta'alluq with Allah Wala. That though I'm a big Shaykhul Hadith, I'm Allama, the world acknowledges my knowledge, my piety, but see where you are, I can't even reach you." So this is that. So anyway, so a person, he goes for Hajj, we were speaking, and he makes lot of ibadat, exerts himself, and he comes home now by way of kar guzari, but now he exposes all what he did. "I should get up so early, and it was like this. One day it was raining so hard, still I went for namaz, and everything now." And if his niyat, it depends on his niyat, but mostly we can't trust our niyat also. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask three categories of people, "What did you do with the ni'mats I gave you?" They will be convinced they did it with ikhlas. "Oh Allah, I did this for your sake, I did that for your sake." Allah will say, "You are lying. You did it that people must say." So we don't know. Nafs and shaitan are very sly and very shrewd how they get hold of us. So we have to be worried. It must be preserved, our amal. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, there will be people who will come on the day of Qiyamah, and their amal will come in the form of huge mountains, the mountains of Tihama, which were very beautiful mountains, white color, beautiful mountains. And then Haba Mansura, they'll just fly away. Just like you take some sand and in a windy day and the sand just flies away. All the amal will fly away. So we have to be worried that our amal must be preserved also. And that must be till the day of Qiyamah. Also, which is also a common thing that happens, we do things for our wife does for us also, some argument, and you say, "You know, I did this for you, I did that for you." And she says, "I used to do this for you, do that for you." All what you did, and you went out of your way doing it. You sometimes perhaps didn't spend money on you spend it on her. But now you come and you just destroy it. Now what is called ehsan jatana. That you remind the person of the favors that I've done. That I do this for you. For the children, you say, when they are disobedient or something, you have to reprimand them. But you don't have to sell your amal. I work so much for you people. Whole day I work, I do it for you. And I do this for you people. And now this is what you do. So we are advising, but we lost our amal. In the same way, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali used to say, to help the poor is a great command and very meritorious and great benefit. But sometimes forget our niyat, the method we do it. Like commonly, we have a function, we are giving out hampers. And even people who go and collect at these people who do welfare work, how they have to stand in queues, how they are interrogated, and what questions. Instead of helping the person, you are humiliating the person. This also, now we are giving out blankets, for example. And now we are calling, and it's all videoed also. And then we are calling the people up. Now we are exposing that they are coming up. If you want how Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and great pious people, they should go to the houses of the people without anyone knowing. Even they don't know. And then just slip the envelope through or something, help them like that. Didn't give them any taklif. And now we call them up, and we call them and we give them one food hamper. And that also maybe some 5 kilos of rice, for example, 5 kilos of mealie-meal or flour, and now they must carry it. These people usually don't have transport also. And now they come with walking in the scorching heat, cold, whatever. And now you give them, and that also the way you give it to them, like you doing a favor to them. And so we sell our amal. We don't do it in the right way, and then we go and sell it. So we must be very careful. This ihsan jatana is also very common, and we just destroy our amal. Then we discuss about the various things by which our amal get destroyed. We do the amal, we do them right. First of all, we have to be where we even do amal. We are so weak, and we don't do it right also. So whether it's accepted or online, His fadl and mercy, we beg Allah that He must forgive, for accept. And then we destroy all the amal. Hapte amal, to destroy so common backbiting, which are Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that nobody's majlis is empty of backbiting. Whether it's the pious people, the mashayikh, the ulama, ordinary people, everyone at home, in the family, so lot of backbiting. And about family people usually. This people did this, those people, neighbors we backbite about. And as one friend of ours told, the worst that we backbite about the alim of the town, like the imam or so. He gave an example, whether to eat prawns is makruh, not makruh, permitted, not permitted. He said, if you want to eat prawns, don't worry of all the controversy, but don't eat the alim. You put him on the table, and backbiting is eating of the flesh of your dead brother. Who will eat the flesh of a living person? And a dead person, we are frightened even for the dead. Even if it's our close family people, we are frightened. And now you are eating of his flesh when you are backbiting. And we backbite so much. And backbiting is one of the most stupid things, because you are depositing your good deeds in his account. And you only backbite about who you don't like. As some buzurg said, if you want to backbite, you can't help it, backbite of your immediate family members, who you like. So that capital of yours didn't go out of the family. It's gone to somebody. Backbite about your wife, so it will go in her account. Backbite about your son, so it will go in his account. Now you're backbiting of somebody you jealous about, you hate. That's why you're backbiting, because you're jealous about him. You can't bring him down, you're just making yourself happy. And it's not bringing him down in any way, you are going down. But this is common across the board. So what's the condition of our amal? But Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. It is just a matter of us that we pay attention. Allah gave us our deen. In fact, we should make shukr to Allah on a daily basis that you gave us our deen. Deen, a perfect way of life. And if we make shukr, then Allah will bless us with the reality of deen also. Not just the name of deen. Or the name of deen, but inside is something else. Like the common example we give, there is just an example. Some people, by example, they think that we are permitting that thing. That we encourage or permit that. There is just an example. Like we are sitting at the table, the dasturkhan, and we see a Coke bottle, or a Pepsi bottle, and we're feeling for it, and we want to drink it. We should never even touch this bottle. Forget drinking the, besides what the ruling on the matala of it is, besides that, from a sheer health point of view, from a moral point of view, from an economic point of view, We shouldn't even touch it. A liter of Coke, how much is it nowadays? Perhaps, what price? 50. And a liter of Petra? Round about there. Liter of petrol, economy will come to a standstill if there isn't petrol. Everything, the whole country will come to us. And this is so not useless, not layani, detrimental. And about near about the same price. So economically also, in every way, it is destruction. Anyway, just an example. Now you pour it, you love your Coke, you love your Pepsi, and actually the person felt black vinegar in there. And now you just one sip of it, and you want to bring it up again. So like that, our Islam, the name of Islam, but inside is something else. That's just why people, how many people say, I don't want to associate with Muslims. Because we got the name Muslim, but inside there is no Islam. It's the opposite of Islam. Our akhlaq are rotten. Everything of ours is rotten. There is no sincerity. So nobody wants to deal with such a person. So, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made it that He has to preserve our amal. He has made it so easy. But if we bring deen in our life, and just a few aspects now we will discuss, but see whether it's in our life. Our weakness is so much that it's my weakness. Can't see properly, can't hear properly, but whenever we sit and eat, it can be ulama, it can be tabligh people, it can be Sufi people, whoever. Seldom you'll hear somebody read Bismillah. And you can make out whether the lip moves before eating. And during meals, all discussions will take place besides Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Alhamdulillah. At the end of meal, how much we have to remind, read your dua. Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana. That dua also, not even just Alhamdulillah, not even just shukr ya Allah. We are so weak. So where is this deen in our lives? So anyway, with all our amal, if we do them, Allah has in our deen give us various things to preserve, to magnify, to amplify, and to keep this amal forever. Easily we can do. No matter how weak our amal was, but if we just do this, and very, very easy amal. The first one is Durood Sharif. Whenever we read any amal, to read durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try and read the durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. We just read that durood sharif is that great ibadat that itself, it is as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. 100% is accepted. More than that, in whatever amal it is read, it makes that amal to be accepted also. Mawlana Bayezid Pandur, Rahmatullah Ali, explained beautifully that Allah has commanded us with namaz. And Allah says clearly also, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. But namaz is from Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught it to us, but it is from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah put Durood Sharif in namaz. Allah said, only for my remembrance. Now when you're going to read Durood, you're going to think of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah said, only for my remembrance. So why did Allah make this allowance of Durood to come in? So Mawlana Bayezid Pandur, Rahmatullah Ali said, that Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al muhsinin. Allah doesn't destroy the amal of those who ihsan, those who do it with iman, ikhlas, etc. So Allah put Durood Sharif by the barakat of your namaz is weak as it is. But by barakat of Durood Sharif, now Durood Sharif is accepted, it makes your amal also get accepted. So by the barakat of Durood, our amal get accepted, our namaz will get accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people that what your duas, always read Durood Sharif. Duas take your Durood Sharif takes your duas into acceptance. And Durood Sharif, we should try and read at the beginning of our dua, middle of our dua, and end of the dua again. By the barakat of that Durood Sharif, all our duas will also be accepted. So Durood Sharif is a very, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, wudu is not complete without Durood Sharif. So during wudu, after wudu, read Durood Sharif. And that will make the acceptance of your wudu also. So Allah give us, so by reading Durood Sharif, Amal will be accepted. The second is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. And yeah, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair pointed out to us that the word taqabbal, according to Arabic grammar, from tafa'ul is a one aspect of a grammar. And in there is a speciality of takalluf. Takalluf means that you ask somebody, you say, I know I don't deserve it, but please, out of your kindness, you give it to me. So like that. So when we say taqabbal, we say, oh Allah, this amal what I did is not worthy of acceptance. But in your great benevolence, your great mercy and kindness, you accept it. So by reading that dua, that though the amal was not worthy of acceptance, Allah will accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. You are sami', you know all what we say. You are alim, you know our niyat also. You know our niyat is also rotten. But by the barakat of this dua, that our amal which was rotten, niyat was rotten, Allah in His mercy will accept it. And then, watub alayna, and forgive us. So you are asking any deficiencies in there, oh Allah, you forgive us. You excuse us. So Allah will purify that amal. And all these few duas that I will mention are very, if you're sitting down, if you're getting up, you can read it, finish in that time. Before you reach the doors of the masjid, you can finish them. Then the other one, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is such, Mawlana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Alayh in Ma'ariful Quran is written, any ni'mat of yours, your dunya's things, your car, you see your family, your children, you see the children are playing, the mother is playing with them, she's looking after them, you feel happy. You see your house, you get happy. You see your own namazes, you make shukr, Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq of namaz, of my five times namaz. If you are reading some nafil, ishraq, or wabin, chash, tahajjud, anything, and on that you read it, Allah will always keep that amal for you. You won't get lazy, you won't become unmindful of it, you won't become ill that you can't do it anymore. Allah will preserve the doing of that amal. So just by reading, Ma shaa Allah, la quwwata illa billah, Allah will keep that ni'mat of yours always. And this ayat comes with regard to that father who had a orchard. And he used to always keep an amount for the poor, first give the poor. They should come, they knew they come, and they get their share. So he should give them. He passed away. The sons, three sons, they said, now this poor, our father, he had all old ideas. Like unfortunately, many of us, the right things, we discredit it. We're not going to give them. So early they went, that before they can come to the farm, we will already have taken all our crop. When they came there, they said, oh, we lost our way. Where's our farm? They say, no, we're right. Our farm burnt, everything gone. Allah destroyed it. So here they said, Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah will keep it. So we should read on all our ni'mats that we see, Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Third dua. Then the fourth dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. That this what I did, Allah gave us tawfiq of tahajjud. Allah gave us 4 months in jamaat. Allah took us for hajj, He took us for umrah. We spent chilla in the khanqah, whatever. That all this was only by the fazal of Allah. It wasn't my doing. I didn't do it. I helped out so many poor people. I did this work. I did that charity work. I served people. All this. Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. That I didn't, Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq. It comes in a hadith when a person has that attitude, says this. Then Allah Ta'ala says, oh my banda, but you did it. And when we have that I did it, Allah says, without my tawfiq, what could you do? You could do nothing whatsoever without me facilitating it for you, without me making all the means and arrangements for it, where you could do it? Where could you go for 4 months? Where you could spend your chilla? Where you could go for umrah? But when the banda says, I did it, Ya Allah, but then Allah, like a father puts his little child in his lap, he's driving. And he puts his hand on the steering and he comes home and tells the mother, today your son 2-year-old, but he drove. What did he drive? Where can he drive? So Allah Ta'ala, so there's another great dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. And then the fifth dua, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليه. By the barakah of this dua, which we read usually after kitab reading, but the way we have made our life, that is exclusive after kitab reading. It is every wherever Nabi sat, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat and spoke, discussed, he would read this dua after that. So Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha, and towards the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should read it more particularly and very regularly. So Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked him that you read this dua so much now. So he said, by the barakat of this dua, when you read it, whatever errors you made in that gathering of yours, we made ghibat, for example, we are just sitting and talking, or kitab reading, and we read words wrong. Like for example, in Urdu, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when we read, first just go through a little bit what you're going to read. Like for example, it comes a Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, bakriya charate the. They should graze animals. Now, instead of reading charate, churuate. They should steal animals. Just that little. Where you read, for example, for minute, minute. It makes a great difference. There are so many words like that. So, all those errors that we make. You read Quran Sharif. And you are trying to read correctly, but you made errors in reading. Sometimes so easy. Ya alamun, you read ta alamun. Even a hafiz, he's reading and perhaps his mind is not so present. And we make so many errors. All errors are corrected by the barakat of this dua. And the example of that is like you wrote a kitab. Now you give it to somebody, some alim, please correct it for me. Edit it for me. So he takes out all the mistakes. So by the barakat of this dua, edits our amal. So now all mistakes we made in that namaz of us, we made mistakes. Our tilawat we make was making bayan now, listening to the bayan. Whatever mistakes they are taken out. The other is, by the barakat of this dua, Allah Ta'ala puts a seal on that dua. And on what a seal is put, then on Qiyamah day, only this person will open the seal. So in other words, that amal now is preserved for you. It is put a seal. If you do all your other wrong things also, inshallah it won't affect that amal. That amal will be preserved for you. How important these du'as. So that amal is preserved for you. And that amal is exclusive for you. In this dunya also, if somebody goes insolvent, bankrupt, by law also, certain of his assets, they don't touch. By law, they don't touch those assets. So whichever amal you did and you read this, then that amal won't be touched. If it has, people will come claim for that he swore me, He took my, he didn't pay me back. He backbited about me and they come and claim their right. But these amal on which these du'as will be read, they won't be. And those people, Allah from His side will give them their full share. They won't be deprived in any way whatsoever. Allah will give them their full claim and Allah will give them so much that they will be happy. That we got our full, whatever we our share was, we got it fully. And your amal will be preserved also. Just by reading this dua, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. So that amal will be made pure and clean, perfect. And at the same time, a seal is put on that amal. And you'll have the honor on the day of Qiyamah that you open the seal. Now it is only for you. Then the sixth dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. On whichever dua or amal this dua is recited, that amal Allah makes it so big the reward of it, magnifies, amplifies it. Allah tabaraka ta'ala compounds the rewards of it. That the normal scale that will be on the day of Qiyamah to weigh the amal, that scale won't be sufficient. Another scale will be have to be brought in order to weigh it, a big scale. Like for example, to weigh coal and to weigh wood. Nowadays we don't buy it like that, it all comes ready packed. But in the days of before, they used big scales because these things in big amounts you buy. But the value is very small. And to weigh gold is a very small scale. Gold is very valuable. That is not valuable. But your gold, your amal will be like, that will be like coal and wood. They will be weighed in a scale of gold. So valuable they will become. But that golden scale is too small. A big scale like the scale to weigh wood and coal, that scale will have to be brought. So just by reading Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, Wasalamun Al Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And also this durood, amongst other amal, also by which amal will be made very big, amplified. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabiyyi wa azwaji ummahatihi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabiyyi al-Ummi wa azwaji wa ummahatihi wa dhurriyati wa ahli baytihi ajma'in. A person will read that durood sharif, then also his amal Allah will make so big, amplify, magnify, and make it big that the normal scale on the day of Qiyamah will not be sufficient. So easy for us, where we stand to suffer great losses, but Allah made it. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. And the dangers of this dunya, shaitan is all the time there, that we must not do amal. When we do them, not to let them be done properly. And then that he tries his best, they must not be accepted. Then he will try that we speak about it, and ihsan jatana, we tell them, I did you this favor, and destroy it. So Allah has taught us how we can preserve our amal so easy. And this is like you worked on your document on your word processor, your computer, and you worked 1 hour, 1 week, 1 month you worked, and you prepared what hard work you prepared. And then it comes, save, delete. And by mistake you press the delete button. And everything gets, that is now to redo it is so hard. You can perhaps also retrieve it again. There are different ways you can retrieve it also. So even the amal that we have destroyed, we can retrieve them again. And so easy, just beg Allah Ta'ala. And those amal that we had done, and they were there, and they had their value, we ask Allah, I deleted it by my stupidity. I went and speak about it. I showed people, please reinstate it. Bring it back again, and make it more better than before also. And Allah does it. Whatever we have lost, it can all come back again. But do it, it's more hard work. If you press the delete button, now you'll have to go through a process. Sometimes a long process, how to get back your things again. And whatever is done, it is in store somewhere. But to get to it, it's not so easy. So our amal, if we destroyed it, it is in store. We can get it back again. So we should work in that direction. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy, and these are very, very precious du'as that we should not miss out on. The first durood sharif, Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim ma syaa Allah la quwwata illa billah alhamdulillahilladzi bi ni'matihi tatimmu ssalihat. On this dua, the whole world can praise you, but it won't go to your head. If you got up early in the morning, you made your tahajjud, you might be feeling very groggy, but you managed to do everything. You won't feel that I did it. It's all Allah, you did it. It won't go to your head. Your humbleness, in fact, will increase. And you won't get shaitan, and nafs won't be able to get through to you that you did so much. You went 4 months in Jamaat. As you came home, you hardly slept, and a phone rang, taqaza, to go again in Jamaat. And you got ready without even sleeping the night. Another chilla, you went out again. And you won't say, I sacrificed so much. I did so much. You made tashkil of 10, 20 Jamaats, and you got them ready, and you didn't sleep. This Jamaat, this taqaza, that Jamaat, you saw to everything, it won't go to your head. So what a wonderful small dua, and how it preserves our amal. And subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Whatever errors, omissions in our amal, all will, and the amal will be made perfect, and then it will be, a seal will be put on it. And like, for example, you build your house, and a new house you got, and now you invited the family, and you got the key to open the door now. Nobody can enter the house on that day now, till you don't come and you don't open it. That amal on the day of Qiyamah, it will be sealed for you. And subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Small amal you did. You picked up a banana peel from the road or any other small thing. You just smiled with somebody. And that will become so big, that amal, that otherwise with your other amal, your other big amal of tahajjud, jihad, speaking the truth, in not worried what people will say, you stood for the truth, that small amal by this dua will become very, very big. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we preserve our amal. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Mahan Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, used to say that for all these duas, how important are they? Otherwise, whole life's efforts we are making, and it all just goes down the drain. And thus, by instead of down the drain, it goes up to the sky. إِلَيْهِ يَفْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. It goes up to Allah Ta'ala, and it's preserved there for us. Allah give us all tawfiq. We made the du'as, always make these du'as for all our amal, inshallah.